Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The city of Houston is preparing to lay off up to 400 firefighters, and some believe the battle between Mayor Sylvester Turner and the Firefighters Union may have cost the city a chance to host next summer's Democratic National Convention. Joining us now, Andrew Schneider. He's politics and government reporter for Houston Public Media. Hi, Andrew.
Hello.
So Mayor Turner says he has to lay off up to 400 firefighters and another 100 city workers because of a voter-approved measure to give firefighters a raise. Can you explain that?
Right. Well, the city and the firefighters union have been going back and forth now for several years. The firefighters want to get their pay raised to the level of Houston police. When the city balked on that last year during negotiations, the firefighters union got up a petition, had it put on the November ballot last year, and the voters approved that by an overwhelming margin. The problem is that the city is somewhat deep in debt. Even before the ballot measure passed, it was looking at a debt that it had to close of over $100 million a year. The firefighters' raises basically doubled it. Wow. And so because the city's operating under a revenue cap, the mayor basically says he has no other way to close that than by laying people off.
Okay, so not surprisingly, this is turning into a very nasty political fight. The head of the Houston Firefighters Union said the mayor hatred of firefighters will have terrible consequences for the public, and that Houston is about to have a fire department below national safety standards. Is there any truth to that?
Well, we're certainly going to find out. I mean, part of the argument that the opponents of this have been making all along is that a good chunk of what the fire department does now is more in terms of EMT work than in terms of fighting actual fires. But we haven't seen this steep a cut in our fire department in several years. And most of the city's public safety departments have been understaffed for quite some time. So it certainly doesn't help.
Some city officials are saying that these layoffs could have been avoided if the pay raises were just staggered over the course of several years. Why isn't that happening?
Well, the mayor has actually been trying to negotiate with the firefighters union to stagger the raises over several years. And both sides have been saying that they're open to doing that. It's not entirely clear why they've had a breakdown. Each side is accusing the other of negotiating in bad faith. Theoretically, if they were able to space this out over several years, it would cause a great deal of pain. We probably would still see some layoffs, but not to the extent that we're seeing now.
Now, this is becoming a big national story because there's some reporting that the city lost out on its chance to host the Democratic National Convention in 2020, in part at least because of this fight between a very powerful union and the city. And we heard yesterday that the convention is going to Milwaukee instead. What can you tell us about that?
Well, and some of the remarks by DNC Chairman Tom Perez certainly indicated that he was not willing to have the image of his party crossing a picket line while this was going on. I suspect, though, that a larger explanation is that the Democrats lost the Midwest in 2016. Texas, while it may become a swing state at some point, is not quite there yet, whereas Wisconsin's still very much in play, and that made Milwaukee the smarter pick for them.
And just quickly, when do you expect those first layoff notices to go out?
We're expecting that probably within a matter of weeks.
That's Andrew Schneider, politics and government reporter for Houston Public Media. Andrew, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.